There were once few public services for people with physical challenges, including blindness. In today's Remembrance Project, writer Alyssa Eli recalls the life of one Massachusetts man who lived through institutionalization and then deinstitutionalization.
The early facts of Bobby Dolan were the facts of a sad life. Born mostly blind with seizures, an abusing father, sent incorrectly to a state institution for the mentally retarded when he was only 12. Retelling his story for the Massachusetts Association for the Blind, Bobby described his 38 institutionalized years. "Somebody suggested to my mother that they put me in Munson State to see if they could cure me. Oh, Christ, they were going on like madmen over there." The hospital was severely understaffed, and Bobby actually took care of a few wards, shaving and bathing other patients. It was a grave misuse of him, and yet it was also a source of self-esteem. In Bobby's mind, he kind of ran the place. Deinstitutionalization freed him in 1974, when he was close to 50. 4 dismal decades in the state hospital were followed by 4 liberated decades in group homes. His roommates had also been deinstitutionalized, and some needed to learn their own names or how to brush their teeth. But Bobby was flush with competence.
He had power and influence in his circle, you know, and was looked up to, and he was the ringleader. And he got his way.
Barbara Salisbury, the CEO of MAB, understood his effective charm.
And he got results in a bureaucracy where it was, like, really tough to get, you know, results.
His feisty activism was often on behalf of others. When Bobby was working in a sheltered workshop and decided he had the right to retire, he lobbied for others to retire, too. If staff in the group home was inattentive to other clients, they heard from him. Then there was Teresa. He'd first met her in Munson State.
And Teresa, you know, was the light of his life, and he would spend a lot of time taking Teresa to the Busy Bee on Beacon Street, you know, which is a fabulous place. His big thing was taking her out to eat, you know. He would take her to the KFC in different towns. He thought that was the height of, you know, a great evening out.
These were deep pleasures.
The thing that I was most amazed about Bobby is when I asked him if there was anything he would change about his life. And he said, not a thing. Not a thing. For his 90th birthday, he had a fabulous birthday party at the house, and everybody came, and, you know, and he had these fabulous flashing glasses with guitars, you know, on the top, and he was having an absolute wonderful time.
He had changed his sad facts, and he had thrived.
Writer Alyssa Eli, remembering Bobby Dolan, who died in March at the age of 91. To suggest someone for remembrance, email remember@wbur.org.